Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, right now, can you stand to your feet? And just enter in right now. Come on, just open up your mouths and begin to enter into his presence. I'm a living witness of what worship can do for somebody. Come on, that's it. Just open up your mouth and just love him right now. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. That's it. Come on, come on. Worship him tonight. I need some worshipers in here. That's it. Come on. I need some worshipers in here tonight. In spite of everything that I've been through, in spite of every test, of every trial, been stripped, been lied on, been cheated on, been broke, I'm still here. Come on, come on, come on. Enter in. Come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Hasharoboko shataya. We enter. Who know how to worship him. We enter in and we receive. We receive your joy. We enter in. Come on, I need some worshipers in tonight. We enter in. Oh yeah. Thanksgiving tonight. We enter into your courts with praise, Lord. We come to bless your holy name, Lord. Come on, somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on, come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. Somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on. We enter in tonight. Come on, I need some worshipers in here tonight. Come on, come on. We didn't come to play church. We didn't come here to look at nobody. We come here to bless the name of Jesus. We enter in. We enter in. Oh, we enter in. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. The price for me, yes you did, Lord. Way back on Calvary, that's why I praise you, Lord. I'm gonna lift you up, yes I will. I magnify your name, Lord.
Come on, lift up your voice, amen, right now, and just thank God, amen. Come on, surrendering all over to him right now, withholding nothing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, knowing that God is able, amen. He still sits on the throne, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in our mouths, amen. Hallelujah. Our soul shall make his boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Come on, I sought the Lord, he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Come on, enter in on tonight, amen. Come on, just thank God for who he is, amen, for what he's done, amen, what you're trusting him to do right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh, Lord, we come surrendering all over to you, withholding nothing. Father God, we come giving you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you, Lord God. Lord, we come thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you have called this appointed time for us to come to the throne room of grace that we may receive in a time of need. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We thank you for loving us, oh God, that you loved us so much, that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We thank you, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, that you came. Amen. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood that redeems us from the curse of the law of sin and death. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, help on today, amen. Oh Lord, help us, oh God, as we enter into this new day, oh God, that you've truly blessed us with, amen. We thank you for every beat of our heart, every breath that we take, oh Lord. We pray for a mighty move in our life and those in our families. Oh Lord, let your hand be upon us, amen. We come humble ourselves under your mighty hand, that we may be forgiven and delivered from all that's not of you, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy name, Father God. Oh, Lord, we come seeking you first, your kingdom and all your righteousness. Amen. Oh, Lord, we come, oh, God, that we may receive from you on tonight. Lord, open up the channels of our spirit right now. Let there be a great pouring in, oh, God. Fill these, your temples, with as much Shekinah glory as possible. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we come in Jesus Christ's holy name. And Heavenly Father, it is written in your word, according to John chapter 10, that your sheep know your voices. Heavenly Father, we are one of your sheep. Amen. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to teach us to hear your voice distinctly and clearly, according to John chapter 10. We ask you to increase your anointing on us to clearly hear and know your voice and that of a stranger. Amen. We ask you to do this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Heavenly Father, give us the ability, Lord God, to hear your voice. We ask this according to John 16 and 23, that we may receive divine direction and instruction from you, Father God, of what you will have us to do, where you will have us to go, God, what you will have us to say. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, lead us on the path of righteousness for your name's sake, oh, God. Lord, we come praying for divine guidance, hallelujah, and instructed by your Holy Spirit, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray for divine position for our life and those in our family right now, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, you come our bullshete. Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Oh, Lord, let's receive your godly counsel and wisdom, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, that we would die daily to the flesh, amen. So Lord, we ask that you strengthen our spirit, man, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. We can't thank you enough on this, hallelujah, this new day, amen, that you blessed us with, amen. Oh, Lord, if we had a thousand tongues of peace, we still couldn't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Heavenly Father, let us walk in the commandments and ordinance of the holy, of the Lord blameless, amen. Oh, Lord, send your angels around us, amen. Hallelujah, in your presence, oh God, to bring us glad tidings, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, our God, show strength, oh God, with your arm, Father God. Oh, God, feel the hunger oh God, with good things, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we give thanks to you, amen, for your horn of salvation for us. Oh, Lord, let us grow, oh God, strong in your spirit in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, oh, Lord, it's our prayer today, oh, Lord, to do thy will, amen. We bind our will with your will, Heavenly Father, and our mind to the mind of Christ, that the mind of Christ may arise and operate in us to the full measure of Christ Jesus, the hope of glory, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, do not let the thorns of the enemy spring up and choke us, amen. Hallelujah, destroy the horns right now. We destroy the horns right now of the enemy that tries to choke out our blessings, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, let our seed be planted on good ground. Hallelujah, oh, Lord God, and spring up, hallelujah, a yield, a crop of 100-fold in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God in heaven, let us hear your message with understanding on tonight, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, rebuke the strong wind and raging water of the enemy in our lives that are trying to take us under, that's trying to take our lives right now and those in our family, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, strengthen us in spirit, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, and in faith to be able to rebuke the wind and water of the destruction of the enemy right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We receive right now by faith the peace that surpasses our understanding. Oh, Lord, we're believing in you for our healing power, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, heal us right now. We put our faith in your God, and we trust in your God. Just send your word, Father God. Just speak your word, hallelujah, over our lives, and we shall be healed, amen. We shall be healed completely and permanently, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, use us mighty, oh God. Give us the power and authority over all demons to cure diseases. Oh, Lord, send us, oh Lord, to preach the kingdom of God, amen, and to heal the sick all over the world, amen. Let there be no more limitations, amen, on our lives, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that what we can do for you. Oh, Lord, make provisions for the vision, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We just want to say thank you. Oh, Father God, as you took the 5 loaves and 2 fish and looked up to the heavens, blessed and broke them and made it more than enough, do it for us and those in our family, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we know you'd be a God of turnaround. Oh, Lord, turn it all around for our good. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord God, we know who you are, as Peter answered and said, the Christ of God, amen. Oh, Lord God, let your mercy manifest in our lives for the good, amen. Oh, Lord, give us the supernatural strength, physically, mentally, spiritually, to keep our hands on the plow and never look back, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Oh, Lord, we thank you that you have given us the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and all over the power of the enemy, amen, and nothing shall by any means hurt us, amen. We rejoice in knowing that our names are written in the hallelujah, in the Lamb's book of life, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father God, hallelujah, hallelujah, that you are God and God alone. Lord, we love you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, for you are our God. We love you with all our heart, with all our souls, with all our strength, and with all our mind, hallelujah, and our neighbor as ourselves, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, teach us to choose the good part, hallelujah, which will not be taken away from us, which is your mighty word, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. But the Bible says in Luke 11, verse 9 through 10, so I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seeking you will find. Knocking it will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, it will be open. Oh, Lord, let our house not be divided. Amen. Send your angel of unity to bring good tidings to our husband. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord God, let your eyes, let our eyes be good. Amen. Then we know, as the scripture says, our whole body also is full of light. Amen. Oh, Lord God, we are careful through deliverance in the name of Jesus Christ, that the light which is in us is not darkness, that the whole body is full of light, amen, having no part of darkness. The whole body will be full of light, as when the bright shine of a lamp gives light, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, let not the enemy take away the key of the key of knowledge from us, amen. Oh, Lord, let us receive the knowledge and wisdom that coming from you, that we will not stumble, hallelujah, and preaching, teaching error in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, let us not be deceived of the leaven of the enemy and hallelujah, and Satan and his aid. Amen. Lord, make us to always fear you, to never bring shame to your kingdom. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit of the living God, teach us what to say and when to say it. Amen. Oh, Lord, help us not to worry about our lives. We cast all our worries, cares, or problems financially, emotionally, physically, spiritually at your feet, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God. We ask you, Heavenly Father, that you'll work it all out for our good. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, let us, oh, God, let our mind not be anxious about worldly things. Help us to keep our mind stayed on the kingdom of God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, let our hearts always remain with you, Lord God. Let our waist be girded and our lamps burn, oh, God, when you come in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, let us keep watching. When you return, let us be found watching. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, give us our portion in due season. Amen. Oh, Lord, help us to strive to enter through the narrow gate. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. Let us receive divine order right now. Oh, Lord, keep us from, hallelujah, exalting ourselves, oh, God. Help us to always be humble, even when others exalt us. For you are worthy of all praise, honor, and glory belongs to you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, let us never to be saltless. But the Bible says in Luke 14 and 34, salt is good, but if the salt has lost its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? Oh, Lord, let us not succumb to the prodigal living. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we just want to say thank you, Father God. Father God, let us increase in faith right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, teach us how to be good stewards over our money, oh, God, to do good, hallelujah, by it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, help us not to become victims of money by making money our master. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. For the Bible says in Luke 8:21, then he spoke a parable to them that men always ought to pray and not lose heart. Oh, Lord, let, hallelujah, oh, Lord, let salvation come to our houses right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh, Lord, give us a mouth with the wisdom which all our adversaries would not be able to contradict or resist. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit of the living God, comfort us and protect us and give us the words we need. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh, Lord, hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you. Let us go, God. Do all that you've called us to do, oh, God. Oh, Lord, we declare and declare that you are our strength. Amen. You are our way. You are our truth and you are our life. And we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah to your name, God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, give us the grace to watch and pray. Hallelujah, always that we may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass. Hallelujah, to stand before the Son of Man. Amen. Oh, Lord, let us, oh, God, have a fervent desire to always praise you in all our situations and circumstances. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we can't do it without you. Amen. Oh, Lord, we need your strength. Amen. We need you, oh, God, as we surrender all over to you with holding nothing on tonight, oh, God. Oh, Lord, we come asking for more of you and less of ourselves. Oh, Lord, teach us, oh, God, discipline. Hallelujah. To discipline ourselves to make better choices for our lives. Hallelujah, our spiritual life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, so that we can receive divine discipline. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, make us to always be praying that we may not enter into temptation. Amen. Oh, Lord, open up our understanding that we may comprehend the scripture. Oh, Lord, lift up your hands and bless us, oh, God, as you did your disciples before you departed earth. Amen. As you carried unto heaven. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. Amen. Because we belong to you, we'll coerce to the kingdom of God through Christ Jesus. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare Deuteronomy 28 right now. Lord, keep your covenant and mercy with those who love you, God, and keep your commandments. We decree and declare that we are them. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, you bless those who obey your voice and keep your covenant. Lord, we take hold of your covenant right now through your death and sacrifice. We choose life, which is blessing us. Let your blessings come upon us and overtake us right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let us be blessed in the city and blessed in the field. Let the fruit of our body be blessed, and let all the fruit of our labor be blessed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let our basket and storehouse be blessed. Let us be blessed coming in and blessed going out. Amen. Let us be blessed in the city and blessed in the field. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, all glory to your name, God. And we just want to say thank you. That we can decree and declare that we are the head and not the tail. We're on top and not beneath them. We don't owe anyone anything but to love them, because you made us the lender and not the borrower. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we come against every hindering spirit right now, every unteachable spirit, every spirit of darkness, every spirit of Jezebel, every familiar spirit, hallelujah, every python and restricting spirit. We come against every spirit of sickness, disease, ache, pain, discomfort, infirmity, obstruction, and viruses, every spirit, hallelujah, every fighting spirit, manipulating spirit, controlling spirit, spirit of anger, rage, wrath, and bitterness, spirit of guilt, shame, and condemnation, poverty, lust, and death, oppression, depression, fear, suicide, homosexual spirit, of bisexual spirit. We come against every spirit of lust and perversion, gluttony and gossip, of self-righteous spirit. Amen. We come against every spirit outside of the Holy Spirit that's operating in us or in our bloodline and those in us. And we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you that you will release the fullness of your Holy Spirit to flood the places vacated by darkness in our mind, body, soul, hallelujah, and spirit. Amen. And all the people, mind, body, and soul, and spirit that we pray for today or we'll bring to you on tonight in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Please fill us up with your perfect love, joy, peace, truth, power, charity, humility, forgiveness, faithfulness, goodness, kindness, wholeness, wellness, health, trust, self-control, hallelujah, good self-image, discipline, obedience, sound mind, prosperity, order, relinquishment, acceptance of ourselves and others, and then free us from all fear, guilt, shame, and all addictions that fill us to overflowing with the life of and life of you, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Lord God, that you, hallelujah, will awaken our sleeping spirits and bring us into the light, amen. We thank you, Lord God, that you will transform us by the renewing of our minds daily in Christ Jesus, amen. We thank you, Lord God, that you will pour out your spirit on us, hallelujah, and reveal your word to us, amen. We thank you, Lord God, that you would give your angels charge over us in all our ways. We thank you, Lord God, that we believe in you, and from our innermost being shall flow rivers of living waters. We thank you, Lord God, that you would direct our hearts into the love of God and the steadfast Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ's holy name, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord, if it had not been for you, Lord, on our side, Lord, where would we be? Where will we be on today? Amen. Heavenly Father, we want to be wise sons and daughters who gather the harvest instead of sons and daughters who cause you shame and sleep during the harvest, according to Proverbs 10 and 5. Help us to keep a right heart and a, hallelujah, and a hearing ear, according to Proverbs 20 and 12. Give us wisdom, O God, to, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, to use you, O God, to win your people to your kingdom. Lead us to them, O God, and tell us what to say that they may be saved, according to Acts 1 and 8. We are not ashamed of your gospel, for it is the power of you, oh God, and to salvation, according to Romans 1 and 16. Oh Lord, give your servants boldness to stand up for you and tell others what you have done for us, according to Acts 4 and 29. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, help us to make disciples of you. For where no counsel is, the people fall, but in a multitude of counsel, there is safety, according to Proverbs 11 and 14. We want to be vehicles of the Holy Spirit. Lead us in the hallelujah. Oh Lord, lead us into the north, south, east, and west. Help us to bring them and lead them out of darkness into your light, according to 1 Peter 2 and 9. We believe you're added to your church daily, such as should be saved. Amen. According to Acts 2 and 47, we go forth to do your will, oh God. We go into the entire world that you have called us to and preach your gospel, according to Mark 16 and 15. We go rejoicing in hope, patience, and tribulation, continue instantly in prayer, amen, and distribute to the necessity of the saints, according to Romans 12 and 13. Amen. We will walk worthy of our calling with all lowliness and gentleness, with long suffering, bearing with one another in love, amen, enduring to keep the unity of your spirit in the bond of peace, according to Ephesians 4, 1 through 3. We will not follow after signs to believe on your word, but rather signs will follow us because we believe on your word, amen, according to Mark 16 and 17, amen. Heavenly Father, we now put on us the full armor of God, amen, and we decree and declare the full armor of God covers us and protects us on the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet, and we take the shield of faith, and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy sent our way, and we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we use it against all the forces of hell, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are our banner. You are Jehovah Nissi. Amen. Hallelujah. And the God who is more than enough, El Shaddai. Heavenly Father, we come boldly to the throne room of grace. Amen. According to Hebrews 4 and 16, praying for all men. We ask that every man, woman, boy, and girl will come to know you as their Lord and Savior. Amen. According to 1 Timothy 2 and 1, let everything that has breath praise you. According to Psalm 150 and 6. Amen. Heavenly Father, we pray that thy kingdom come and your will be done over our families. Amen. We ask you to make your we're stronger and greater than our wills. Amen. We ask you to make us hunger and thirst after your righteousness. Amen. According to Matthew 5 and 6, we stand on your promises. Hallelujah, that our children's children will prophesy. According to Acts 2 and 17, we intercede in the spirit that our families are saved by faith. Amen. Help each of us to keep a pure heart. Amen. According to 1 Peter 1 and 22, keep us in remembrance of your promise that you will never leave us or forsake us. According to Hebrews 13 and 5, we take the shield of faith and we cover our families and churches. For your will bless, hallelujah, for you will bless the righteous with favor and protect us, surround us with a shield according to Psalm 5 and 12. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We decree and declare that we dwell in your secret place and we abide under your shadow. We decree and declare that you are our refuge and our fortress. You are our habitation. Therefore, no demon, devil, fallen angel, principalities, rules of darkness, power, spiritual wickedness, Satan, and those under him shall befall us. Neither shall any plague, flu, virus, cancer, disease, headache, cold, or poverty come near our dwelling. 1,000 may fall on our side and 10,000 in our right hand, but it will not, it shall not, it cannot come near our dwelling, because we now, hallelujah, apply the blood of Jesus Christ to our doorposts of our hearts. Amen. Hallelujah, you have given us your angels over us, amen, to keep us in all our ways. At least we dash our foot against the storm. With long life you set upon us and show us your salvation, because we have set our love upon you, according to Psalm, hallelujah, 91, 1 through 16, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, we pray that truly you, we pray the will of God be done in and over us and everyone that's on the line today and all that we love and concerned about and every family member. Lord, strengthen us today and clothe us with your glory. Let us hear your voice today and teach us in your ways, oh God. Keep each of us covered in your blood and heal us of every sickness and disease that the devil tries to hit us with and those in our family. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we receive our healing by faith. Amen. Cover each of us with the shield of faith and declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, but everything we put our hands shall prosper, for we are like a tree planted by rivers of water, amen, according to Psalms 1 and 3, and we just want to say thank you, Father God. Oh, Lord, we recognize, Heavenly Father, as we go out today, oh God, let us recognize you are Jehovah Sabaoth. We will not fear, for you have called us by name. We are yours, and when we pass through the waters, you will be with us. Amen. And through the rivers, they will not overtake us. When we walk through the fire, we will not be burned, neither will the flame kindle upon us, according to Isaiah 43, 1 through 2. We will not be dismayed, for you are our God. Amen. According to Isaiah 41 and 2, we will wait upon you, Lord, and you will renew our strength. Amen. We will mount up with wings as eagles. Amen. We will run and not be weary. We will walk and not faint. Amen. According to Isaiah 41 and 38, 31, amen. We will not be afraid or dismayed by reason of the great multitude. The battle is not ours, but yours. We receive the victory through Christ Jesus, and we decree and declare it is so, and it shall be no other way. And we thank you for, Lord. We decree and declare all is well with us, oh God. All that are on the line tonight, oh God, that have an ear to hear, let them hear what you are saying, Father God, that all may be able to receive and understand, Father God. Hallelujah. And be obedient, oh God, to your will for our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, increase our faith on tonight as we come believing on one accord, oh God, with all faith. Oh Lord, help us with our unbelief, Father God. Oh Lord, we know your word said that we all fall short of glory. But Lord, we thank you that we have the resurrection power that we can get back up again, and we get back up again on tonight, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we decree and declare that we're blessed by God, that we're favored by God, we're called by God, we are his children, that we're born again, amen. We're children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God, amen. We're sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, we're healed by the stripes of Jesus, amen. And Father God, we just want to say thank you that we're co-heirs to the kingdom of God. And Lord, we bless your holy name. And Father God, I ask that you bless us all in our going and coming on today, and those of us in our family that will be traveling on today. Lord, we pray for traveling grace and mercies right now. Bless us in our going and coming, oh Lord, and we just want to say thank you by faith we receive it. Oh Lord, let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now, over our sleep, amen, over our homes, all that's in our homes, every vehicle, form of transportation we may take on today, of those in our family may take on today as well, and all that we love and concerned about may take on today as a driver or a passenger. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it, in it, round about it, every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building, a place, hallelujah, everywhere our feet may tread. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us, amen, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, Lord, you shall condemn. And we thank you for, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. We decree and declare turnaround on tonight, amen, this midnight hour. And we just want to say thank you for turning it all around for our good. And Father God, I ask in Jesus' name, hallelujah, Lord, that you will bless any medication, oh God, that we are taking, of those in our family are taking, oh God, that you empower any medication, supplement, vitamin, or herb that we are taking, those in our family are taking, or loved ones are taking, to do the work that you intended it to do. And Father God, we ask in Jesus' name as we pray on tonight that you would destroy and nullify any allergic reaction or adverse side effects of that, of any medication, supplement, vitamin, herb, a combination of these things that may cause in us or those in our family right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. Amen. We thank you that you're with us always. Amen. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We ask you to keep your hands on us while we sleep on tonight and speak to our hearts. We ask you to do this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, fill us with your Holy Ghost anointing and power. Fill us with your presence in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you for it all. We decree and declare that we're blessed and we're going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for it, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise. Amen. We are still here. It is God that has kept us. Amen. In this midnight hour. Hallelujah. 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 Rikababoshataya. Come on, come on. Let us hear from you. Let us hear your. Come on into end right now. Come on, let's worship God in truth and in spirit. And his word says he desires us to come, amen, to worship him in truth and in spirit. Come on, just for a minute here. Come on, just worship God. Come on, come on. Enter in right now. Come on, let's thank him. Let's give God praise. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name, Father God. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, right now. Just welcome the Holy Spirit right where you are right now. Just welcome him. Come on in, Holy Spirit. Make your residence in me. Come on, saturate the atmosphere. Just welcome the Holy Spirit right now. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Come on, come on. Don't worry about what anybody else has to say. Amen. Come on right now. Hallelujah. God is doing something new in you and for you right now. Hallelujah. For your family. If you're just welcoming in right now to say, come on in. Hallelujah.
Come on in.
Come on in. Yes, Lord. We bless your name. For the Bible says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, it said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Come on.
Come on.
We welcome you, Holy Spirit of the living God. You are the only way. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. If you just understand and know this is all the time you have, amen. We don't know what the next minute going to bring, what the next second is going to bring to us, but God is all in God's hand. Hallelujah. Just surrender all over to him. Just have a made up by Lord. Hallelujah. Have all of me. I give my all to you, Father God. Hallelujah. Right now, come on. 10 more seconds. Just thank him right now. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we thank you. Thank you for loving us like you do. Thank you, beloved.
Thank you.
Thank you. Keep it up. Glory to your name, Father. We love you. We love you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, have your way. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you all on tonight. God bless you for your obedience to be here on the line and touching and agreeing tonight for a mighty move in our lives. Tom, let me get you the music to cut your line. It's Isaiah on my ear. Let me get you to mute your line. Thank you. Mama, can you mute your line? Is your line muted?
My line muted.
Okay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me just close everybody line up. Hallelujah. God bless you all in this midnight hour. I thank God for you all on tonight here to make a commitment to be in position. And I pray all that you come for on tonight, amen, that you receive from our Heavenly Father in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, because God is still able. He's still working miracles, hallelujah, and even on today in this midnight hour. So God bless you all. God bless you. God bless you. At this time, I want to call your name. We'll know how you're doing this midnight hour. Amen. Anything that you'd like to say, as well as your prayer petition, go ahead and make your prayer petition known. Amen. And then as we close out, I will do a collective prayer tonight. Amen. Today is day number six at midnight. Amen. So we'll be wrapping up here tomorrow at midnight. I'm just so excited and just thanking God for this wonderful time that we have had here on this line and these six nights that we've come at midnight. So God bless you. I don't take it for granted. I thank God for it all. So God bless everyone. Mom, we're going to start with you. My mother, Kara, God bless you, Mama. How you doing this midnight hour?
Hello, everybody. Good morning. I'm doing good because, as I always say, I'm still here.
Amen.
I'm so grateful and thankful. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Any prayer petition on tonight, I'm going to take those before time.
It was already said in the prayer that you prayed.
Amen, amen, amen. We receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Well, God bless you, Mom. We love you. We thank God for you. Thank you for your obedience, your commitment to be on this line, these last six midnights, and we just thank God for it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All right, you can put us on mute there. Amen. Minister Rex, Jamil Henderson, God bless you. How you doing this midnight hour? Jamil, I don't know, is your phone on mute? Okay, I'm going to keep going. All right, Brother Gerald Davis, God bless you. Welcome, it's midnight hour. How you doing?
Good evening, everyone. Thank God that we're all able to be here this midnight hour. Giving him honor and praise for another day on this earth. I wish everyone a safe night going home or wherever you may go, you and your family. And we pray, I ask that everyone pray for my little nephew who might be having a go on dialysis. And I want to pray for you guys as well. My heart goes out to whatever problem you may have. In Jesus' name, and amen.
Amen, amen. What's your nephew's name?
Dexter Fournier. DJ.
Dexter Fournier. Okay. Let us lift them up. Father God, we come touching and agreeing on tonight, oh God. First of all, Lord, we thank you for your presence and your word. Says we're there two or more gathered in your name, touching and agreeing that you are in the midst. So we thank you for being this on tonight, Lord God, as we come with all faith, combined faith with your son, Gerald, on tonight, as we lift up your son, oh God, Dexter, oh God, DJ, we come, oh God, knowing you to be a healer, Father God. We know that you're able to divinely intervene even right now, Father God, and turn it all around for us good. Lord, we know that you're able to touch and heal right now. Lord, if you just send your word, we decree and declare by faith that he will be healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every attack against his health that the enemy has set against him right now, and we decree and declare to be destroyed. We decree and declare that he will not need dialysis. Amen. We decree and declare that he's healed by the stripes of Jesus. Amen. And no weapon formed against him shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against him in judgment, God shall condemn. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over Dexter right now. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers him, protects him, heals him, redeems him, sanctifies him, and makes all things new. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare his kidneys will function, hallelujah, the way they're supposed to function, the way you intended the kidneys to function in perfect unity and harmony. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare restoration right now. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God, and we decree and declare victory over the life of Dexter. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you. Brother Gerald Davis, we love you. We thank God for you. Amen. Hoping you can still hear.
Thank you. Thank you
God
so
bless
much.
You. Amen. Glory to God. You're welcome. Amen. Cousin Brenda Gill, God bless you. Welcome this midnight hour. How you doing?
Good morning, everyone. To God be the glory. Mm-hmm. I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Thank God for another day. My cousin's grandson is back home again.
Amen.
So we pray and we thank God for that. So we'll continue to pray for him. Continue to pray for my mom's health and strength. I'm having some problems with them toes and them bunions, but to God be the glory. By Jesus' stripes, she is healed.
He is healed. Amen. Amen.
God, thank God. Thank God.
Yes, Lord. We believe, Father God. We thank you, Father God. Lord, we know your will is greater for us than our will. Amen. So we ask, Lord, let thy will be done in our life and those in our family. God, as we come touching and agreeing with your daughter on tonight, this midnight hour that you have blessed us with, oh God, that you've ordained this time for us to come boldly to the throne room of grace. Lord, we come lifting up, oh God, your son. Amen. We come lifting up your daughter, Ruth DeMay, on tonight, Lord. And we pray, oh God, for healing, oh God. Lord, we ask you to touch every part of her body. And we pray for restoration and healing, oh God, that you will continue to be your strength, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, that you give our daughters, oh God, the wisdom and the knowledge to know what to do when they don't know what to do, oh God, that she will truly be blessed, oh God, in their care, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over, hallelujah, our auntie Ruth and May right now, and we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers her, protects her, amen, hallelujah, heals her, delivers her, sets her free, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we ask you to continue to be the strength of your daughter, Brenda Gill, that she would keep on keeping on, Father God. Lord, that you restore her to the days of her youth, Father God. Amen. That she would not grow older, but she would grow stronger in you. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you for restoration. We thank you for your peace. We thank you for the joy. Amen. Let joy overtake her and her family, Lord. We pray the strength and the peace of God. Hallelujah. And good health for her husband, oh God. And the peace, hallelujah, and guidance for her in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, you know our hearts, Father God. Let our heart not be troubled, oh God. Help us to always keep our mind stayed on you, that you are sure to keep her in perfect peace. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen.
To God be the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I receive it. I believe it. I receive it. Thank
hallelujah.
You, Lord.
God bless you. God keep you, Cousin Brenda Gale. We love you. You know, I love you, and we thank God for you so much.
I love you, too. Coming, thank God for you.
Coming in at this midnight hour, hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. Amen, amen. Some people try to hang on here for this midnight hour, but I thank God for those of you all who are still here in position as we have that one day. Hallelujah. Tomorrow night, so I'm trusting God that those who are really, I know they really wanted to be on the line tonight, but they just couldn't fight through that sleeplessness or that distraction. But we thank God as we pray for them on tonight. We lift them up in the name of Jesus Christ, that God will continue to move mighty in their lives. Even right now, as we're praying, that they will feel the prayers, amen, the prayers of the righteous that avail it much in their life and their family, amen. And we decree and declare victory over their life and every situation that's concerning them, and that they will be back in position with us here on tomorrow as we wrap up in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare by faith that it is so, and it shall be no other way. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. At this time, we're going to, our sister, amen, Alma Williams, if you pray you're feeling well tonight, welcome this midnight hour. How you doing, Sister Williams?
I'm doing perfect. I thank y'all for the prayer. My headache must have went away because I went to sleep, and I didn't wake up until early this morning. So thank y'all for the prayer.
Amen, amen. Well, glory to God. We love you. We thank God for it. We never met you, but we are brothers and sisters in Christ. So we love you with the love of Christ. Amen. And we just trust in God for the more for your life. Hallelujah. Total deliverance. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So God bless you. God keep you. Amen. And it's in Jesus' name we pray and we bless you. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Did you have any prayer petitions?
I have prayer petition. I'm gaining so much weight, and I just don't have the willpower to fast. To lose this weight.
Jesus, yes, the discipline. I understand. I'm in the same boat here. Let us pray, Father God. We ask that you help us, Lord. Father God, we come, oh God, confessing, oh God, that we can't do it by ourselves, Father God. We come to confess, Father God, we've tried it, Lord God, as we come touching and agreeing with your daughter tonight, Lord God, that you would give us a willpower and a discipline, Father God, hallelujah, to make healthy choices for our life, Father God. And Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, that you would be her strength to overcome, hallelujah, every temptation. We come against the spirit of gluttony. We come against the spirit of depression or anxiety, whatever it is that's robbing her, hallelujah, of that way, oh God, to be disciplined, oh God. Oh Lord, let it be removed right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, remove every stumbling block, oh God, only to a breakthrough, oh God, of getting the weight off, oh God, living a healthy and a strong life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and all that's on the land is dealing with the same thing, oh God. Lord, help us, oh God, to be focused, oh God. We come against every spirit of distraction. We come against every hindering spirit, every lying spirit, manipulating spirit. They're saying we can't do it. They're saying you're never going to get out. You're never going to be nothing more. You're going to continue to be this way. But Lord, we are trusting you, Father God, that on tonight, this midnight hour, that you would divinely intervene and turn it all around for our good, oh God. Give us new desires, Father God. Amen. That will truly bless our life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare our victory right now over the weight loss journey. And we decree and declare that we are healthy, that we are fit. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. By faith, we receive it right now. Amen. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray and we receive. As we believe, to God be the glory. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. God bless you, Sister Williams. We thank God for you. Amen. Hallelujah. And your transparency. Amen. I'm dealing with the same thing. We're trying to get back on track there. Amen. God bless you. And again, thank you so much for joining us here in these 7 days as we journey on. Hallelujah. Trusting God for the more. Amen. Miracles are being, hallelujah. Miracles are happening even while we're on this line. So God bless you. God keep you. And I look forward to hearing the testimony. I'm going to turn it around for you. Amen and amen.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Amen. You're welcome. Glory to God. Amen. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Welcome this midnight hour. How you doing? Glory to God. Cousin Kim? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. We must have lost her there. She was on the line. God bless you. If you can hear us on the line, we lift you up. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray the blessing of the Lord upon your life, your children, your grandchildren. We lift up and pray for your brothers. Amen. We pray that God divinely intervene in their lives and bring healing to their bodies, restoration to their mind, spirit, soul. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare victory over your daughter and all that she loves and all that she's concerned about right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And by faith, we say it is so and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. God bless you, Cousin Kim. We love you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. I'm going to try Jamel one more time. Jamel?
Yes.
Glory to God. Did you fall asleep over there?
I did. I'm sorry.
My Lord, my God. God bless you. How you doing this midnight hour?
Okay, it varies, but I'm okay.
He's not the only one. Amen. Go ahead.
But I don't have a prayer position. I already said it, and I'm believing. I'm trusting and walking in faith. And thank you.
Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. God knows your heart. Amen. Being in position, even if you fall asleep, but you woke back up again. Amen. We're still praying for you and trusting God for a turnaround in your life. Amen. The life of your husband, that you all will truly be a blessing to your children, children's children. Amen. So God bless you. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah. As we draw closer to the last day here, I know it's not easy, and I don't expect anyone to be like I am. Amen. I've been called for such a time as this, as you have been called for such a time as this as well. But, you know, understanding the calling on your life and my life. And so don't beat yourself up if you fall asleep. Don't beat yourself up if you miss. Just get back up again. Amen. And get back in position and receive what God has for you. Amen. We're here to encourage one another and be accountable. Amen. Hallelujah. Accountability is important in our walk with Christ. Amen. Tonight, our scripture reading is going to be coming from the book of Ephesians, chapter 6. Ephesians, chapter 6. Verse 10 through 19, and I'll be reading from the New King James Version. Again, that's Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 through 19. I'll give you all opportunity to get there, and then I'll begin reading at verse 10. So that's going to be Ephesians chapter 6, starting at verse 10. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, so I'm going to get started there. Hopefully, if you have your Bibles, you're there too. And that's Ephesians chapter 6, starting at verse 10. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6, starting at verse 10, it says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith," hallelujah, hallelujah, "with which you will be able to quench every fiery dart of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints and for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel." Hallelujah. That's Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 through 19, and just giving just a little bit of breakdown of the scripture here on tonight. See, when we look at these particular scriptures, it talks about the whole armor of God. So in Christian life, we battle against principalities and powers, the powerful evil forces of fallen angels headed by the devil, who is a vicious fighter. You know, withstanding their attacks, we must depend on God's strength and use every piece of his armor. Isaiah simply mentions God's armor as well in the book of Isaiah, chapter 11 and 49 and 2. But Apostle Paul gives his counsel not only to the church, the body of Christ, but also to each individual within it. So the whole body needs to be armed. Satan checks for weak spots. He knows them. He knows them. I want you to understand, he knows them all. So we must help each other, stand our ground, and resist the enemy until the end of the battle. Don't try to face him unarmed. Okay? Amen? Don't try to face him unarmed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As I wrap up here in scripture, as I wrap up here in scripture, understanding that these who are not flesh and blood are demons over whom the devil has control. They're not mere fantasies, you all. They are very real. We face a powerful army whose goal is to defeat Christ's church. So when we believe in Christ, these beings become our enemies, and they try every device to turn us away from him and back to sin. So although we are assured of victory, we must engage in the struggle until Jesus Christ returns, because Satan is constantly battling against all who are on the Lord's side. We need supernatural power to defeat Satan, and God has provided this by giving us his Holy Spirit within us and his armor surrounding us. So if you feel discouraged, remember Jesus' words to Peter, on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his word. It is my prayer tonight that we all be the doers of the word of God. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. As we wrap up here on tonight, hallelujah, I'm going to close us out in prayer here. Then I'll release the pastor's blessing. Amen. Father God, we thank you. Oh, Lord God, we come, oh, God, just believing you, oh, God, for the more, amen, trusting you for miracles, signs and wonders will happen in our life, oh, God, and those in our family, oh, God. Hallelujah, where the enemy has caused a separation, oh, God, confusion, oh, God. We decree and declare that unity and peace has come and is still in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare where there was lack, oh, God, that there's plenty right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ to overflowing. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare the blessing that make us rich and add no sorrow, God, because you have blessed us, amen. So we receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you for it all, Father God. We decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers our mind and thoughts, amen. My Lord, my God, and we cover our doorposts and possessions with the blood of Jesus. We decree and declare that we overcome, hallelujah, the devil through the blood of Jesus. We sprinkle the blood of Jesus Christ and receive multiplied grace and peace right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare that we're made perfect through the blood of Jesus Christ, everlasting covenant. We have boldness to enter into the presence of God through the blood of Jesus. Amen. We purge our conscience right now from dead works to serve the living God through the blood of Jesus. We receive the benefits of the new covenant through the blood of Jesus. We receive healing and health through the blood of Jesus. We receive abundance and prosperity through the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We receive deliverance through the blood of Jesus. We receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit and the anointing through the blood of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare 1 John 5:8, the blood of Jesus bears witness to our deliverance and salvation. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sins. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Jesus resisted unto the blood, and his blood gives us victory. Hallelujah. We rebuke and cast out our spirits of guilt, shame, and condemnation through the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We break the power of sin and iniquity in our lives and those in our family through the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare our heart is sprinkled and purified by the blood of Jesus from an evil conscience. We rebuke Satan, the accuser of the brethren, through the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command all our accusers to depart through the blood of Jesus Christ. We rebuke and cancel our spirits of slander and accusation through the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. All glory to your name, God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. We release the voice of the blood against demons and evil spirits that would accuse and condemn us and those in our family right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, cleanse out our temple and drive out any thief from our life right now. Oh, Lord, lift up a standard against any flood the enemy would try to bring into our lives. Amen. We bind and cast it off familiar spirits that would try to operate in our lives and those in our family. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, God. We rebuke every spirit that preaches from hallelujah from the forest. We rebuke every beast of the forest that comes to devour. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We close the door to every demonic breath that would attempt to come into our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we decree and declare victory. Victory. We receive it. We believe it and we receive it. And we thank you for it, Lord. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, send out your light and truth and let them lead us. Amen. Make darkness light before us and crooked things straight. Father God, teach us to do your will and lead us into the land of uprightness. We put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness right now. Clothe us, O Lord, with the garment of salvation. And we put on our beautiful garments that you have blessed us and given us, oh God. Let us be clothed with humility, Father God. Let our garments always be white, oh God. Let our heads lack no oil, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let our souls be full of your virtue. Cover us with the robe of righteousness. Let a mantle of power rest upon our lives. Lord, give us wisdom in every area where we lack. And we thank you for, Lord. We decree and declare that we are blessed. Hallelujah. Our wives, our husbands, our mothers, our fathers, our brothers, our sisters, our aunts, our uncles, our cousins, our nieces and nephews. Amen. Hallelujah. Our friends and loved ones, our co-workers, our employees, all that we have and will have, we decree and declare it is blessed. And the blood of Jesus Christ covers it. And wherever the blood of Jesus Christ is, the enemy cannot come near. And we thank you for, Lord. Thank you for your hedge of protection. We decree and declare we are blessed. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, let's praise God right now.
Thank you. Glory.
Thank you, amen. At this time, if you have anything you'd like to say as we close out here, I'll call your name. If not, just say amen. If so, feel free to speak at that time, and then I'll release the pastor's blessing. Mama, I'm going to start with you. Mama, go ahead.
Amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you, Mama. God bless you. We love you. God bless you. Amen. Jamil, God bless you. Go ahead.
I just want to thank the Lord for the opportunity for the prayer call. At first, I was going to sit here and keep my mouth closed, but I was like, no, I'm going to give all glory to God for this opportunity.
Yeah.
You don't get an opportunity like this every day to be able to be up at this hour to receive what God has. Even though I did fall asleep, I'm not gonna let the enemy keep my mouth closed. I'm gonna shout for the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. And we thank God for you. Hallelujah. It is done. Amen. Amen. Brother Gerald Davis. God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, I want to thank God for giving me the strength, power, and awareness to recognize how to respond to God's calling when someone such as yourself makes the call to pray. And I want to thank all of the spirits that's online whose energy is feeding you from God to allow you to give the energy to release to us and empower us to go out into society and show nothing but the love that's coming from your heart. And I thank God for that.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. I thank you for allowing the Holy Spirit to use you and speak. So God bless you. We love you so much. We thank God for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Cousin Brenda Gale, God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you. God keep you. We love you so much. We love you so much. Thank God for
you. Love you too. Amen. Thank God for you as well. We love you, and I love you so much. Hallelujah. Thank you again for being on at this midnight hour. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to you. Amen. Amen. Sister Williams, God bless you. Go ahead.
I just want to thank you for the 6 days I've been online, and I've truly been helped.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. It's definitely been a blessing and pleasure to see you pop on that. I know your number now. So I'm like, oh, that's Sister Williams. So God bless you, woman of God. I pray that God just continue to bless you and open up new doors, new seasons, great opportunities, good relationships, doors of financial increase, and just God's blessing and favor, and see yourself shedding the weight, seeing yourself being focused, and not being distracted and making those healthy choices, as well as myself. I'm decreeing the clear victory over that. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Hallelujah,
amen.
God.
Thank you, Jesus. You know, God is concerned about everything that we're concerned about, even with our weight and trying to get focused on whatever it is. I want you to understand, God cares about every detail, every intricate part of your life, all of us here. Amen. Amen. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Are you there? All right. I just wanted to make sure just in case she was back on there. But God bless you. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen, amen. I definitely want us to continue to lift up our sister in Christ, Minister Lex, one other day, and other sisters and brothers that have been on the line, Minister Lex, Shavante Shepherd and her family, Minister Lex, Samantha Winkler and her family, Minister Learn Green and his family as well, Keisha that came on the line before here, and just other beautiful women of God, Angela, my cousin Bonnie, that have been on the line. I want to continue to lift them up, my husband, Pastor Dorsey Manny, and all our children and loved ones. Just continue to pray for them and lift them up. And I just pray that God's hand will continue to be upon all of our lives and God's hand of protection to be around us. And just we just thank you, Father God, for your goodness. And I decree and declare the goodness of the Lord running us down and taking us over, amen, holding on to us. I decree and declare that hope is restored, the joy of the Lord is restored, our strength, hallelujah, is restored in the name of Jesus Christ, our health, amen, and that restoration has come in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and it's so, and it shall be no other way. And I'm just so grateful to you all once again. I'm so grateful and so overjoyed by everybody's presence on the line here at the midnight hour. Amen. At this time, I'm going to release the pastor's blessing. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you walk in the freedom that God has given to every one of us, the freedom to reach your divine destiny personally, spiritually, physically, professionally, whatever it is, on every level, amen, whether it's like, man, Sister Williams, to get the weight off, to overcome the addiction, or whatever it is, the spirit of anger or resentment or any bitterness or any hurt, being delivered, being set free in those areas of our life, amen, whether it be financially, whatever it is, may God cause you to reach the highest point, because it is your destiny in the Lord as his heir and joint heir with Jesus Christ, and it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. Hallelujah. We believe we receive with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you all. You are the blessed day in the Lord. And I look forward to us meeting back here on tomorrow night at midnight as we close out our 7 days. Hallelujah. Thank you, Hallelujah. God bless you all. Amen.
Thank Hallelujah, God. Good morning, everyone. Have a great day.
Have a great day.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing,
I wanna hear
yeah.
Bell.